All right, Jim Taylor on WMJ and WMJ.com. That mercury starting to rise a little bit as we head into the weekend, and we can start thinking maybe about some spring and summer stuff, right? And talk some baseball. Nick Bozzala named head baseball coach of the Sherrard Tigers, a 2005 graduate of the school. So I guess we would say welcome home, right? So a little bit about getting the purple and gold stuff back out.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, thank you very much. I'm really excited for this opportunity. It's kind of been a position that I've always considered that maybe I'd get there someday. And so for the opportunity to come right now, I'm super grateful, super excited to get going. And, you know, it's a short turnaround, but I'm excited to get it going and get the kids back on the field to enjoy some baseball.
Well, and I guess kind of reflect on your time at Mercer County, because people are probably saying, is that the same Nick Bozzala that coached at Mercer County? Answer, yes, you had a good run with the Golden Eagles wearing blue and gold.
We absolutely did. You know, that those are times that I will never forget. So blessed to have that time, that opportunity that I was given at such a young age. And, you know, everyone really just bought in from the jump. I had great people around me, great community support, and then, you know, most importantly, great kids that bought into the process and wanted to get better. And we did some very good things. You know, we had a couple of rough patches here and there, but overall, I thought those 9 years were a great success, and those are times that I'll never forget. You know, I still got stuff kind of hanging up in the house to remember those times, and I'll always have that.
Yeah, and so what you describe is you put together a program, and you got the buy-in. So, I mean, a little bit about the importance of that in your 9 years at Mercer County.
Yeah, very important. You know, when I came in, it was a program that was in a really rough spot. Not a lot of success, and, you know, just to come in and get kids to buy in that baseball can have success at a small school, in rural Mercer County, you know, and to come in and have, you know, juniors and seniors that year that wanted to see some success and bought into that culture and the way of doing things on a baseball field and off the field, and then letting that trickle down to kids that were continually coming into the program and just let it grow from there. So freshmen come in and see what the seniors are doing and the success they've got, and that just builds on them to want to be that and continue to do that. And, you know, you start seeing that at youth levels where fifth and sixth graders are starting to wear some Mercer County gear, and hopefully we start seeing that with Sherrard too. So it was a great opportunity down there, and that buy-in was great, and it really escalated things quickly. You know, to go from 6-21 to 16-15 in 1 year, you knew they were buying in and they were all in on it, and we continued to see that rise.
Yeah, and I know when you became head coach at Mercer County, I would say you were probably right there when youth baseball really took off in terms of exploding and advancing of teams and a lot of kids playing. Where do you think we're at in youth baseball right now? You think we're in a good place?
You know, I think we're in a fine place. I think there's some things that can be assisted with. You know, I hear all the time people saying that youth baseball is getting watered down, and I don't necessarily agree. I mean, you know, kids of all different types of backgrounds, all different builds, all different athletic abilities can be successful in this game. You know, a little bit of an example, I wasn't great, but I did okay. And, you know, I didn't have a lot of athletic ability. So, you know, just to being able to put some skills together with some IQ and knowledge of the game, they just need to be taught the right way, you know, and I think there's some importance being put on wins that's a little, you know, incorrect at this time, and we need to focus on the development and teaching the game and, you know, having kids learn that and enjoy it and have a passion for it. So they don't get worn out, they don't get hurt. So that's going to be one thing that we put an emphasis on, is trying to get that established at Sherrard, trying to grow the game from the youth up to the high school level and see if that can really make our program jump forward.
Yeah, and, you know, when you talk about, like, the growth of youth baseball, and kind of coinciding with that is kind of specialized training where you can get hitting lessons, or you can get – I know Tyson Blazer does a great – job with the catching lessons. Do you like what you see there too? Do you feel good about that type of stuff?
I do, especially when you're talking guys like him. You know, you're talking Tyson Blazer, you're talking Noah Wethington, Dakota Backus is back here doing some stuff. When you talk to those guys that really put an emphasis on growing the game, and they're not just out there looking out for themselves, that they care about the game, they care about the kids. That's a spot we need to be. You know, that's where guys can take advantage of that. Rather than just falling into a money pit. And being told, you know, they're the next Fernando Tatis Jr., 22 years old, $340 million. You know, but guys that are really taking it serious and care about the game and care about the kids, that's where it's at. I was always advocating for those guys, so I will continue to do that going forward, as Sherrard now too.
All right. So back to Mercer County quickly. I know you have a close relationship with Jake Harrison, who's the head coach, was your an assistant. Have you had a chance to see the layout of the new field at Northside Park? And I assume you have to be happy that they're expanding that park, which was such a great home for you for 9 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Harris and I talk almost daily, you know, so he shares a lot of the details with that. And, you know, I couldn't be more proud of that project down there. You know, I was a little jealous with him when that started coming up after I left, you know, to not have the opportunity to really be a part of building a new field. But really happy for Coach Harris and Jake, you know, to get that opportunity and get a new field down there. And he's got that program still going in the right direction. And, you know, I wish all the best for him and that program. And that field's going to be special. There's people down there that really care about baseball now and make sure that it's done right and it'll look great in the future.
Yeah, because Cade Sharp one summer day showed me the layout. You've seen the actual layout then of what the
yes.
fields looks like? So
yep.
you like the design flow and all that?
I do. They made some adjustments, I think, with the way it faces just for some logistical stuff of the sun and all of that stuff, and I think they made a great decision on that.
All right. When you look at the Sherrard situation, and you know, a lot of people say when I call it the Joint Brunsville Complex, they're like, "Well, what does that mean?" Well, he was a former teacher at Sherrard and a coach, and I know they're making some improvements. I don't think are they going to be ready for this year, but I know you know, anytime improvements are made to a facility that you're playing at, you have to be pleased about that. So, what do you know about that?
Yeah, absolutely. The updates didn't quite get done in the fall, so they'll be pushed this spring a little bit. Current weather is probably not going to help that, so I would imagine it won't be completed before, you know, we kick off on April 24th, I believe, is the first scheduled game. But fortunately, we got a complex that provides another field. We'll be able to play out there, but it is definitely a priority to get that done so we can get back on it and enjoy the new renovations.
Now, I know when I started, I did Sherrard baseball games. I think, is it Dixon Park in Milan?
Yep.
Did you play there in high school, or did you get to play at the Brunsville Complex?
I did not. I was lucky enough just to start my career at the Brunsville Complex.
All right. So, you know, last year, a crazy year with COVID. You know, we're 11 months ago, you know, in the middle of March when it all happened. And, you know, I know as the calendar days got checked off, they were wondering whether there was going to be baseball or softball or any of the spring sports. Now, you were going to be assistant, I think, last year at Sherrard with Coach Olman, who stepped away. You know, just and I know that group that Sherrard had last year, that senior class, pretty good baseball group. Just your reaction to kind of what went down last year.
Yeah, definitely a unique situation. You know, I accepted the assistant job in, I think, November of 19. Getting ready for the 20 season, and you're right, that 2020 class was pretty talented. So I thought we were going to be able to have a solid year. I think we had about 7 practices before everything got shut down. And, you know, the thing with me, there just wasn't a lot of communication, but it's tough to do that when you don't know what's going on in a pandemic environment. So it's unique for me that I was an assistant, but I don't have a lot of details on all the kids. You know, I was still learning names, just joining the program. So really looking forward to jumping in and getting to know everybody and see their skill sets and see kind of how they tick and how we can get them to grow their game and grow them as a person. So really excited for that.
Now, we're talking to you here on February the 18th, and I think the IHSA may be meeting Friday the 19th. And I know there's been a little bit of chatter. They haven't made a decision yet on what the spring sport postseason is going to look like. They plan to have it, but it's to be determined. And I think most of the regions now, all 11 regions in Illinois, are phase 4. So, I mean, I feel like there could be a true state tournament series moving forward for baseball, softball, and track. Now, if that happens, I don't know. But, I mean, are you feeling optimistic that maybe you could get something? I think you're going to get a regional or a sectional, but, man, it'd be really neat if they could get that state tournament complete state tournament series. What do you think about the potential this year?
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you. I'm really optimistic that they can do something like you said, regional, sectional. I'm very confident that something like that will happen. When you're talking state tournament, you know, that would be great for these kids. Not everybody gets that opportunity, but the lucky ones that would get to do that, after we've been through so much with this pandemic and trying to progress back and get people healthy and get people safe again. I think it would just be a great opportunity for the game of baseball and the IHSA to be able to put something like that on at the end of a turbulent year. I think it would be really special, and I hope they're really trying to do whatever they can to make that happen. But, you know, obviously they don't get to have all the say, so hopefully they're working with the right people and we can make that happen.
All right, so the calendar for baseball this year, the modified calendar, it really isn't that modified for baseball, a little later of a start, April 5th to June 19th. Is that something that you're all right with? You know, because I think when we were moving into the spring, you know, there was a lot of worry about, well, how can we do this? And to kind of back up, too, I think Sherrard is doing it the right way with the overlap, you know, from basketball into football, and then football into track and basketball, where, you know, they've said, hey, we're just going to play four football games this year, and we'll have some leeway coming out of, you know, basketball and some leeway coming in to baseball. But to back up, April 5th to June 19th, what do you think about that for a baseball season?
Yeah, that's all right. I think it'll definitely work. Again, it's a unique situation. I do kind of like the idea of pushing back a little bit. I would prefer pushed back to allow for more time on the front end for arm prep and care, you know, especially in small schools when kids are doing multiple sports all the time, just to make sure that we're not risking injury going into a cooler spring season. But I don't mind it, you know, and like you said, Sherrard, with the way they're doing the overlap, they're actually ending football on April 16th, which is 8 days before our first scheduled game. So that actually gives us an opportunity to get all of the kids back into the program and get ready to go. So I think Sherrard has done it, you know, the right way, and I think we're going to be able to take advantage of that and have kids ready to go with that 3 weeks leading up to our first game.
All right. So then, in terms of putting the schedule together from April 5th to I know June 19th, I believe, is the end date, regardless of what happens if they have a true state tournament series or not. How many games are you planning to get in regular season wise, or do you know that yet?
Yeah, so I just recently checked the schedule. I still need to kind of confirm that with Mr. Applegate, but as of right now, I've got a count of 27 games with about six doubleheaders, I believe, on Saturdays for longer Three Rivers opponents. So, I think that's a really good number. I think the schedule's formatted well where we can make it work with pitchers and make sure that they're not overusing their arms and putting them in a spot to cause injury. So 27 games in approximately – well, it'll be almost 7 weeks of a season. You know, I think that's definitely manageable, and I think we've got it worked out well.
Yeah, and that's, when you say 27 games, that's as close to a normal, you know, season as you potentially could have in terms of the games. And then, like, off-season stuff, you still get to do the regular stuff right now then, like open gyms and all that? There's no restrictions on that for baseball?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we'll get going starting next week, get to meet the guys and get going open gyms probably 3 days a week starting on Monday.
And then you mentioned the pitching situation and the pitching limitations. Now, have there been any changes in regards to that, or is it still kind of the same with the pitching rules that the IHSA adopted a couple years back?
Yeah, as far as I know, all of that is the same. I still need to do my homework a little bit and get caught back up after a couple-year break from being the head guy. But, as far as I know, all the IHSA pitching guidelines will remain the same. So it shouldn't be too new to me at this point.
All right. How good's Brady Hartman? I mean, he's off to an unbelievable start basketball, but I know baseball is his thing. He's a pretty special talent, isn't he?
He is a solid athlete. Yes, he is. I'm really looking forward to getting him into the program and working with him firsthand. I think for him personally, it was definitely a disadvantage to not have his junior year. I think he was primed to have a really nice breakout year. I know he's now committed to Illinois Wesleyan. He's going to plan to go there. I think that's a great fit for him. You know, and I just want him to have a fun senior year after missing a junior year. That goes for all the seniors. But, you know, to already be committed and weight off his shoulders a little bit, I think he's still primed to have a really good senior season for us.
And then just kind of the rest of the group that you've inherited, you know, that senior class that got cheated out of not having a season last year. They were expected to make a decent little run. What do you think about, you know, kind of what you're inheriting and this group that you got coming in here for 2021?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we have a really good balance, you know, freshmen through seniors. I think we've got some younger kids that, you know, are special and can be really good players as they get older. And then, you know, our senior class, you know, I don't know everyone very well, which is with 7 practices last year, but the guys I know that will be seniors for us, great leaders. They love the game. They want to get better. They want to have success. So I think it's a really good group for me to come in with and help build a culture and set our standard on how we want to do things and let them leave a little bit of a legacy for themselves.
Right. And I thought about asking this question to you at the beginning of the interview, but I saved it for the last part of the interview because I know what the facility and the care and the maintenance meant for you at Northside. All right. And I think people, it's very noticeable for people in Aledo and Mercer County to see what has happened to that field. So I ask you the last thing about Sherrard in the complex and the improvements that they're making there. And I know how important that's got to be to you because, you know, the Lexmoors have the sign out there with the B.J. Lexmoor Memorial Scoreboard. So what does that mean to you to say kids that are playing on this field, that you're in this program, this school, whatever, you better take care of this stuff because of that name out on that scoreboard?
Yeah, full string, Jim. No, it means the world, you know. That's definitely a message that I'm prepared to send. It's a special place. It became more special, you know, when that scoreboard went up. It's one thing. I'm really looking forward to take the field for the first time and look up at that board, you know, with the national anthem going on and just remember the memories, you know, of him and I playing together, of our relationship, going on to college, living together. It does mean a lot. Really excited for that opportunity to do that, and look up there and see that all the time. So, it's a special thing. That message will be relayed and, you know, I'm looking forward and just honored to have that opportunity to be able to see that as a head coach of the program now.
All right. We'll do that when it's sunny and 75, as they say. All right.
Yeah.
Coach Abizala had a great 9-year run at Mercer County, no question about that, and a 2005 grad of Sherrard taking over the Tiger baseball program. Good luck here with the final couple of weeks of the offseason, Coach, and I'm sure we'll see you out on the diamond down the road. Good luck.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate that. Good to be back.
All right. And you're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.